a lot of the homeless community and poor people are going to be displaced and persecuted anyway during this time frame. And so this is also a safe haven for them.
It's called Romneyville to mimic shanty towns that were built in the 1930s by people without homes. Then the areas were called Hooverville, after then-President Herbert Hoover, who some people blamed for letting the country fall into a depression. Now, Wright says the camp is a protest against what they see as government failures, but also a shelter for poor people.
Much of the new homeless today are as a result of the current economic situation of job loss and foreclosures. So the same kind of issues that drove people to have to live in tents in the 30s is the same thing that's driving people to live in tents and creating tent communities really around the country. Even before the whole phenomena of Occupy emerged, there were tent cities.
The mulched over space on the edge of downtown Tampa is wet and puddled. So far, there are only a handful of hot pink tents given to the group by an unnamed donor. Wright expects that number to grow to accommodate some 250 people during the convention. The group is renting the land from a private owner.
Because we wanted the security of, not having to deal with being evicted from a public park, which still, to me, is a crazy thing that they've done that.
Harry, the on-site coordinator for Romneyville, doesn't want his last name used. He hurries around the camp after a heavy downpour, drying chairs and tent covers and securing a canopy under a tree. He's the only one there. More people come and go, but the group has already banned two individuals for airing negative messages. Harry says the group will ban anyone who promotes violence or negativity.
We do not accept any type of destructive or violent behaviors here and while we're out and about. We actually, when that happens, we got no affiliation with it. We are extremely peaceful, very cooperative, and these groups that come here like the anarchists, their sole intent, their sole mission is disruptive, destructive behaviors.
The site doesn't look much different from where Occupy Tampa has been camping since December. Both have limited bathroom facilities and lack any good place to keep food. Joining forces to combat the challenges would seem like a good idea, but Wright says the two groups just don't align.
Our specific purpose is different. We're trying to highlight poverty, homelessness, and unemployment. The message of Occupy includes that, of course, but it's much bigger than that. So we wanted to keep the focus specific.
That argument has sparked national debate over just what the Occupy movement is trying to accomplish. Less than 2 miles away at the Occupy Tampa encampment in West Tampa's Voices of Freedom Park, Tristan Lear agrees with people who make the argument that Occupy is too vague. But he thinks that's not something to criticize.
The issues are so huge and widespread as to be crippling to any concerned citizen. If Occupy appears to lack focus, it's because so many of us want to address all of these issues.
And back at Romneyville, Bruce Wright pulls himself out of a 1980s model hatchback and thanks a friend for the ride before plopping in a plastic lawn chair. He continues talking about why, even though it might make sense, Romneyville and Occupy can't be together.
We don't necessarily run by consensus model. We have kind of like a team, a committee of people that were chosen to kind of run the encampment. As it grows, there'll be more people involved in running it. And so the way we operate is a bit different.
In contrast, the worldwide Occupy movement, including the one in Tampa, is run by a General Assembly. Lear agrees that their way of making decisions is messier and slower, but they don't plan to change.
I don't think that doesn't mean that we can't work together on projects, individual projects. We don't have to use the same name to work together. You know what I mean? We could, but we still could use each other's resources.